Daniel's in Croydon. Let's whip through these calls. G'day, Dan.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Dan. Thanks.
Whispy, you know I'm a big Bombers fan. We don't know who's going to coach us next year. But B, who's going to captain us next year?
Well,
horse and cart.
Yeah,
Dan.
You go coach first, and then I'm sure he would want to have a say in it. But probably of the leaders right now, Zach Merritt would be in line to be the next captain of Essendon.
And yeah, well, that's Clarkson had appointed Richie Vandenberg. Let's not forget that, who would have been a far from obvious appointment. So if in fact he is the man that gets the job, he might look beyond the obvious. Who knows, Dan? But I think the first part would be get the coach.
And that is the other great thing of bringing in a fresh set of eyes. And that is that even, you know, like Rutten, when he came to be the coach, he'd already been there for 2 years as an assistant. So it wasn't a fresh set of eyes. He'd already sort of been around the players. Somebody, if this was to come to be, somebody comes into the club and they're completely from the outside, and with no preconceived ideas about anybody, about the way they play or the way they behave themselves.
Might be the end of the bromance between Johnny and Tim. If he puts the 100-year curse on you, is that the end of the bromance?
No, no, no. We're friends for life, Johnny and I.
Okay. Michael's in Possum's Creek. G'day, Michael.
Oh, morning, boys. Hey. Seriously, Timmy, you've been on the, you're sitting in that chair and seen a lot of stuff that's been coming through the Bombers way over the last 15, 20 years. First of all, here we are on the eve of a round that could possibly be one of the greatest last rounds of football with teams getting in, and here we are talking about Essendon. And I actually, I'm so bored as an Essendon supporter because here we are, there's been so many mistakes made at that club for so long. Like, where do we go? We got Kevin Sheedy, the way he got sacked. Bring in Matthew Knights, but they said we're looking for a premiership coach and they brought in Matthew Knights. We missed out on Chris Judd. The drug scandal and how that was handled. And geez, you loved that period, didn't you, Timmy, sitting in that chair? And oh my God, I've lost friends over the last 10 or so years talking with my point of view about Essendon and me being told how negative I am. But here we are sitting here and, you know, the last minute going for Alistair Clarkson, I swear to God, I'm just glad there's people like David King out there that's speaking their truth finally, because it's been so boring. It's so, so boring. It's been going on for so, so long.
So what is the truth? What's the truth according to Michael?
What the truth with what's happening? Well, the coach has just rocked up thinking he's still coaching the Essendon Football Club this morning.
Yeah, I know, but you said the truth according to David King, but what's the truth? What do you think the truth is?
Well, the truth is that the Essendon supporters are sick and tired, bored, sick and tired of this constant. The reason we're in this trouble is because of the arrogance of the Essendon Football Club. You spoke of 16 premierships. Hang on a minute, that means nothing. Look at Collingwood when 10 years ago, when they were going, 15 years ago, they have a successful club doesn't allow what's happened in these last 15, 20 years. And Essendon is not a big club anymore. They need to work their way back to that place.
No, they're still a big club. They're not a successful club right now. Yeah. I think there's the difference.
Good passion, though.
Yeah, no, I don't mind that.
I don't reckon you're bored, Michael, by the way, by the sounds of it. You sound to me like you're up and about and fired up and passionate, which is what we love about footy and their supporters. Russell's in Pakenham. G'day, Russ.
Morning, boys. How are you going?
Well, we're good. It's a busy morning. We'll get to the big round coming up. Don't you worry about that. But this is the talking point this morning.
It is, boys. Oh, look, I reckon St Kilda Football Club, and you boys know I'm a Saints fan. I reckon the Saints have shot themselves in the foot here. You know, I think they've jumped the gun. They were sitting pretty at 8-3 before the bye. Now look what's happened. They jumped the gun and signed Brett Ratten. Rats too early. They should have made the call 6 weeks ago. Clarko, are you interested? Yes, bring a different culture to that club, and I reckon if we secured had got Rats, cleaned out a bit of the rubble, we would have had a flag, different culture, a flag within 2 years. Who knows what would have happened? Would have been a start of a dynasty. But like the previous call about Essendon, the St Kilda Football Club are gutless, going to go nowhere, and they won't win a flag for another 100 years.
Hey, Russ, that was put to... Someone expressed the same theory about did the Saints go too early with Brett Ratten's appointment, but I guess you do what you think's right at the time, and he's committed for the next couple of years. Let's get some news headlines. We've got plenty of callers. We'll get back to them.
They're lined up this morning.
And that's great. That's what footy's about. It's a passionate game. Oh, dear me. Busy morning in here. There's text messages flying around. Am I allowed to read that one out that you just told me?
No. Well, yeah, no, yeah. I've responded and said I'm unavailable.
Someone wants to comment on their radio show on another station.
Michael's in Phillip Island. Hey, that's enough. Michael's in
arrogance.
Michael's in Phillip Island. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, guys. As a North Melbourne supporter, I had a pretty restless night last night, and I was just wondering, I feel like Alistair Clarkson is probably a better fit for North Melbourne in terms of bringing the players in that you might need and all that sort of stuff. And I actually think that Ross Lyon would be a better fit for Essendon. What do you guys think?
I don't think Ross Lyon's got his head in coaching world at all, from what I'm told.
You don't think he wants to coach again?
No, that's my understanding, Michael. So you would have to change his mind. So I don't reckon that's going to happen. Regardless of what happens, I don't think Ben Rutten will be the coach of Essendon. I think that will probably play itself out. And then it's all in for Clarkson. Away they go as hard as they possibly can. And if they don't, well, then they're back in a situation where a lot of clubs are when they get rid of a coach. They've got to start again and they've got to try and unveil, as I've had a message from a very highly placed, he's not that worried. He just, if it doesn't come off with Clarkson, then you go and try and find McRae, the next McRae or someone of that ilk.
Yep, there's always someone out there. I'm pretty sure that Essendon won't want to be going for somebody that hasn't coached before. If that was the case, though, they want somebody with experience.
So they wanted you to walk out of your radio show to go on what?
Gary, I should never have showed you that.
It is just mind-blowing. Tom's in Williamstown. Hello, Tommy.
How you going, boys? Wisby, I haven't been more proud of Essendon since I walked out of the 2001 prelim against Hawthorne. Now, for the first time, brother, we're being ruthless. Mate, even if we don't get Clarkson, mate, there's Buckley, there's Hinkley, there's a million blokes out there. But they're doing the right thing, mate. And this external review will get rid of all the rocks that have been protecting their jobs for the last 15 years. And what makes me even angrier, and I'm so happy with this Paul Barham, bro, is that this peanut, I'm sorry, I know the matter yours, Brasher, was happy for all this rubbish to just keep going on, to protect his own ego. And that is not a big club. We've got 85,000 members to that peanut.
Tommy, I'll just pull you up. I don't want to pull you up on what your passion is, but I can't have Paul Brasher being called a peanut.
No.
Now, the Wiz can agree or disagree. He knows him far better than I, but I hear about Paul Brasher is he's an upstanding...
He's a very respectful,
upstanding man as you want.
Honourable man, yes.
You might not agree with what he's done in terms of an internal view. That's fine. But to then label him a peanut and think he was doing it out of self-interest could not be further from the truth.
And he backed Rutten.
Yeah, and you back
Ben Rutten.
You back your man in, and if it's not going to work, it's not going to work. But
and just on that point, like Essendon aren't successful, and they haven't been successful for a long time, but they are a big club still. They've got record membership, as Tom said. They've got 85,000 people that put their hand up and support the football club right across the country. So they are a big club, but they're just not successful.